Love's Pasture with Catch the Wind, a nice version of that song. Speaking of Donovan, which makes me think of that era of music, Melanie did a song about tuning a guitar. We don't have it, but thank you for bringing that song to our attention. Patrick wanted us to know about that. Lots of birthdays. We'll let you know how you can add a birthday to our birthday announcements. It's easier than ever to do so. Happy birthday today, February 1st, to Jordan of Wexford for Mom and Dad and Brother Ian. Sheila of Manchester from your granddaughters, Kayla, Tian, and Tashawn of Brighton Heights. Groundhog Day, Zoe of Westview celebrates from your dad and brother Gabriel, George of Mount Lebanon. Happy birthday. Nick of Los Osos, California, from Larry. Tristan of Shadyside from your family. Ben of Roslyn Farms from your family. Abby from Kevin, Michael, Amanda, and Brian. Also on the second, we have Carvel from your family, and Deb in Monrovia, Maryland, from Ricky. On February 3rd, Linda of Lancaster from husband George. Jillian, Kevin of Greensburg from your family. Bob Kilgore has a birthday on February 3rd. Genevieve of Mount Lebanon from your family. Lucy of Dormont from Mom and Dad and Brother Colin. And our pal Tom Roberts of the North Side celebrates on February 3rd. Happy birthday, Tom. February 4th is the anniversary of the birth of Porky Chadwick. Don't want to let a moment go by without forgetting his birthday, or without remembering his birthday, I should say. Jadel of Hazelwood, happy birthday to you on the 4th. Nathaniel also celebrates that day, as does Kate, Sister Rose, and brothers Ben and Will, and your parents Maria and Joel wish you a happy birthday. Joshua and Caleb are twins. Happy birthday to the two of you. On Wednesday the 5th, we have Maria of Harmony from your whole family. Sarah of Freedom from all the Bubs, including Annie, Becky, and Chris. Vincenzia from Michaelina, and Diana of Monroeville from Kevin and Beth. On the 6th, Keith, also Maggie of North Huntington, John from Aunt Teresa, Mikey from Deb and Dave, Madison from Mom, Dad, and Avery, and Tom of Mount Pleasant from wife Eileen. Finally, on February 7th, we have Lucas of Valencia from Dad Nate, Mom Karen, and sisters Alyssa and Laura. Lily of Swiss Helm Park from the whole Condridge family. Tashawn of Brighton Heights from Grandma Sheila, who also has a birthday this week in Manchester. Kippy of Roslyn Farms. Sadie. Benjamin from June and Bill. And finally on February 7th, Cynthia from Joan and Lisa and all the kiddies.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address. We'll make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a hard-working, uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Keb Moe, Lean on Me, the Bill Withers song, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to play Guess Who with you. Get ready to do just that.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of I Never Saw Another Butterfly and the Terezin Promise takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's Northside from February 28th through March 9th as part of its 28th season of Strength, Voices, and Hope. More details are available at primestage.com.
That's Olivia, a student at Northgate High School, active at our Youth Media Center. She has done it all from writing articles to creating audio documentaries, voiceover work, and more.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Now it's time to give you an opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. I say, are you ready? We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who those initials belong to. It's one of our most popular games, and today the initials are J-A. J-A. I always have trouble thinking of a J place to give you as a clue. I'll use Juniata, one I've used before. A is Aspinwall. J-A. Those are the initials. And that's not a clue whatsoever. It's just a way to make sure you heard the initials correctly. We have one particular J.A. in mind, and that J.A. could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, no longer living, maybe somebody from sports, literature, music, history. No matter who it is, we think it's a name you will have heard before, and you can guess as many times as you would like. I will let you know how other people are guessing with respect to sharing their incorrect answers, and that will help you narrow it down. J.A. This morning's Guess Who initials.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the 200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
And the guesses are already coming in. Jennifer Aniston, guessed by Mike and Mars. Good guess. Not her. And James and Freiburg has Johnny Appleseed, Judd Apatow, Julie Andrews, John J. Audubon, John Astor, and Jason Alexander. All good guesses. none of those are the one that we have in mind. Tom has John Quincy Adams, Jane Austen, John Ashcroft, Johnny Angel of Johnny Angel and the Halos, and a few others as well, including the correct answer. Here comes Jim in Black Ridge with James Arness. Kate in Edgewood. Good morning, Kate. Just had a guess of Julie Andrews. Not Julie Andrews. Nice to hear from you, Kate. Linda has Jane Austen and another Julie Andrews coming in. Lots of those. Bruce thought of Julie Andrews and Jack Anderson, the inked stained wretch who covered politics for many decades. Nick and Susan are in New York City with a lot of guesses, including Jim Acosta, Jack Albertson, James Arness, John Arbuckle, and Jennifer Aniston, Jack Armstrong, which in my world is either the all-American boy from the old days of radio or the fast-talking Jack Armstrong disc jockey who worked up and down the dial, including sometime at 13Q and even a teeny bit of KDKA in Pittsburgh. Really an incredible talent. I don't see the correct answer. There are a few other JAs that Nick and Susan came up with. Including Jane Austen and Johnny Appleseed. Bill, good morning. Bill has Jane Austen, as well as Johnny Angel. Jim in Crafton Heights has Jason Alexander, and the first name I have no recognition of. Usually this happens earlier. Writer Jean Marie Owl, or All, I think that would probably be. Creator of the Earth's Children books. A series of novels set in prehistoric Europe. The Things I Discovered. 412-200-5975. Bill in Sheridan has Jane Austen. Eileen in Maine has June Allison. Trish, who is in Cook Forest, has John Adams, Julie Andrews, and Johnny Appleseed. Mike and Mars adds John Aston. I was thinking of John Aston earlier today because I think it was Tuesday afternoon. I was in the Youth Media Center and a student was noodling around on the piano and he went ba-da-da-da and everybody went da-da-da-da. And I was thinking, it's nice to know the Adams family is still a thing. not John Aston, though. Annie delivered Caden's guest to us today, which is Jeff Adams. Jeff Adams. If you are discovering that you are in need of an Adams apple adjustment, Jeff Adams is the place to go. Jeff Adams is good at realigning your trachea and all other parts of your body between your chin and your shoulders with his special supplies. Jeff Adams of Jeff Adams Apple. Ask for him by name. Thank you, Caden. Julie Andrews, guest by Jim in Black Ridge, Jack Armstrong, Jim in Crafton Heights. Jessica Alba, guest by Matt. Actress. We only have one correct guest so far, Jim Axelrod, guest by Bill. Jason Alexander, guest by Harry. Nice to hear from you, Harry. It's not Jason Alexander. I don't think we need a hint just yet. J-A, the initials. Trish just had a guess of Jason Alexander. Larry guesses John Aston. John Adams, guessed by Linda and Collier. Here's Patrick in Stanton Heights with Jennifer Aniston, Jessica Alba, Julie Andrews, Jane Austen, Julian Assange, Jane Asher, Jamie Alguersari, John Jacob Astor IV, John Aston, and Janet Asimov. Jose Alvarez, that's a great guess from Trish. Jack Armstrong from Jim. Country music singer Jason Aldean, guessed by Susan, or the other Susan. John Adams, guessed by Jim Blackridge. Stewart has John B. Anderson, U.S. Representative from Illinois, and a 1980 presidential candidate, John Anderson, not him. Jim in Crafton Heights, you just got the correct answer. And also guest Jack Albertson. So we have two correct answers so far. Trish just guessed Jason Aldean. So two correct answers so far. And you can call and guess. We're looking for a particular J.A. that we have in mind. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck as we let the good times roll at the Saturday Light Brigade. Abernoff, guessed by Andrew at Facebook. Jessica Alba, another guest. John Altdorfer. Rich likes to guess friends and family members what he plays on Facebook. John's a great photographer in the Pittsburgh area, and he's been a guest now, as has John Allison. Some of your friends are friends of mine. John Adams, guest also. And here comes Ralph with a guess of Jessica Alba and Jane Austen. Ashley guesses Jason Alexander. Don of Bethel Park. Donald has John Adams, Josh Allen, the quarterback. Also John, that's John Adams as well. And Ralph has Julian Assange. So many people play all weekend long on Facebook. It's gratifying to see. Ralph has Julie Andrews, and Jess has Jennifer Aniston. And let's see. Here is Ronnie with a guess of Julie Andrews. Ronnie, it's nice to hear from you. It is not Julie Andrews. I think Ron goes by Ronald now. We've known him since he was a Ronnie, but he is getting older. So Ronald, it is. Jim in Blackridge just got the correct answer. and Jason and the Argonauts, just guessed by Matt. We are going to leave it out for just a little bit more. 412-200-5975. We've told you who it isn't. And I want to go back to Tom, who had a great list. He had John Arpaio, the California sheriff, James Arness, Gene Arthur, Johnny Appleseed, John Ashcroft, Jennifer Aniston, June Allison, Johnny Angel, and we've mentioned everybody else on this list. None of those. And Nick and Susan had a great list as well. We've mentioned most of them, but they had John Arbuckle, and one that is new to me is it James Aggie. When I don't know them, they're almost always novelists or actors. A novelist in this case. Pulitzer Prize winner for an autobiographical novel called A Death in the Family. And an influential film critic. And it's A.G. Sorry for that mispronunciation. 412-200-5975. Harry in the South Hills has June Allison, Jack Armstrong from Mick and St. Clair. James in Freiburg has Jack Antonoff. John Albertsons from Linda. John Audubon from Aline. Ty in Valencia got it. Dan and Kelly are in Grove City, Pennsylvania, and got the correct answer. Well done. J.J. Abrams and Jerry Armstrong, guessed by Matt and Annie, respectively. It's almost time to let the good times roar. Or roll, as the case may be. Why roar was on my mind, I have no idea, but good times was. And you can reach us at 412-200-5975. Somebody was thinking the initials were JJ, but no, they're JA, not JJ. Joan Arbitrating, guessed by Mike and Mars. Well, here is Aline in Maine with Johnny Ace as a guest, and Nick in New York City landed the correct answer. We were looking for John Amos. John Amos. Not exactly the same song or the same arrangement or singers. John Amos, the actor that played the father on the TV show Good Times. And as Dan and Kathy pointed out, he also was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, where he played Gordon, the TV weatherman on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Nick and Susan in New York City got the correct answer. Dan and Kathy in Grove City got it. Ty in Valencia. Jim in Blackridge. Jim in Crafton Heights. And Tom in McCandless. Charges to each of you. I hope I didn't miss anybody. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you for coming up with actor John Amos.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let the good time roll all night long. Come on, baby, let's rock some more. Come on, baby, let's close the door. Come on, baby, let the good time roll all night long. Feel so good. Come on, baby, let the good time roll all night long. Feel so good when you go. Come on, baby, rock me all night long. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, won't you thrill my soul? Come on, baby.
There you've got Lemon Nash, and all of us here were chatting while Lemon Nash was playing. We were listening to him, too, but we were all thinking that we really needed to hear the original Good Times theme done the way it used to be. And not only does this theme feel good to hear, but the introduction does as well.
From Television City in Hollywood.
That does work a little better. Good times, and congratulations if you came up with John Amos. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Belly Strings at the Saturday Light Brigade with Dig a Little Deeper in the Well, but you probably knew that that's the song that we played based on its title. We have a game called Number Stumpers that we are going to play. If you already know how to play the game, I hope you'll consider trying to stump me with a puzzle of your own. If you don't know how to play, well, I'll give you some puzzles and the way to solve them. And before you know it, you'll be ready to see if you can stump me as we play Number Stumpers.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyperlocal e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
the concept to number stumpers is not too difficult. We are going to give you some clues that consist of numbers and letters. The letters are abbreviations for words, and the idea is for you to come up with the words that the letters stand for. It's a lot easier if I just give you an example. 12 E's in a D. 12 E's in a D is 12 eggs in a dozen. 12 eggs in a dozen. Two W's on a B. Two W's on a B. I guess that could be two wings on a butterfly. It just occurred to me. But we were thinking of two wheels on a bicycle. Two wings on a bird would work too. Two wheels on a bicycle. Are you ready? We're going to give you some to work on. And I hope you'll call us or text us. Go on the radio with your answer. We can give you another one, or you can try to stump me. So here we go. 18 H's on a GC. 18 H's on a GC. And let's add another one to that. How about 9 P's on a BT? 9 P's on a BT. 412-200-5975. If you could solve either of our number stumpers, 412-200-5975. Do consider calling us or texting us. It's always fun when we get to interact together. Once those are solved, I'll give you a few more, and I hope you'll consider sharing one of your own, too. This is the group Hot Soup.
Changes in the air. Sunny weather to you and me together. I hear the wind high in the trees. I see orange in the leaves. And as the fire smokes, grow colder. Picket fences in the yard where the end begins. Something in is keeping something out, is keeping something in. Some will make it after all. Then I'll put on a sleeveless shirt, and I will wear a shorter skirt, and I'll find sapling.
Sage is from Hot Soup. A lot of correct answers are coming in. I'm glad you're enjoying playing Number Stompers. And in some cases, I am being challenged too, which is terrific. Mike and Mars said, how about 54 D's in a D, including the J's? I'll leave that out for you. 54 C's in a D, including the J's. If you know, feel free to share the answer with us at 412-200-5975. Gail in Stanton Heights knew 18 H's on a GC is 18 holes on a golf course. Trish in Cook Forest also came up with that. Mick in St. Clair came up with 9 P's on a BT. I thought that was going to be hard. 9 P's on a BT. That's 9 players on a baseball team. Sarah and James came up with 18 holes on a golf course as well. And they suggested we give you 18 W's on a BR. 18 W's on a BR. That's to go with our 54 D's in a D, including the J's. John in Grove City says, how about 2 P's on a BM? 2 P's. Trying to think of things that come in pairs. 2 parts? No. We'll leave that one out. Maybe you know the answer. I'm going to keep thinking as well. 2 P's on a B M. Body. Bicycle. Oh, 2. No. Well, we'll see if you can come up with it. Trish has a variation of the one. 18 W's on a BR, or 18 W's on a TT. That also works. Very similar. Ralph and Donna came up with 18 W on a BR. Thank you, Ralph and Old Crabtree. And Gail has 54 D's in a D, including the J's. That's 54 cards in a deck, including the Jokers. Sarah and James also got that, as did Trish. And let's see, Trish also knew the answer to this. We were looking for 18 W's on a BR or 18 W's on a TT.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig.
That would be wheels on a big rig.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Body fine, good buddy. What's back the big rig on up now?
18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wheels on the big rig.
Okay, now let's count just the even number wheels.
Oh, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Okay, let's go to the other side of the truck now and count just the odd number wheels.
Oh, there's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17 wheels on the big rig.
Sounds like you might have a flat. I don't know.
Okay, since you're so smart, why don't you try doing it in Roman numerals?
Okay, I will. Oh, there's I
wheels on the big rig, and they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Top that, will ya?
I will now attempt to divide the wheels of a big rig by pi. Oh, there's 3.14314256711 million wheels on the big rig, and they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Well, there's the answer to 18 wheels on a big rig. Ralph and Donna. Ralph, thank you for your text. I'll acknowledge you both. John, thanks for your text message. John in Grove City is getting stumped on a lot of things. Sarah and James took a stab at two peas on a BM, two pickles on a Big Mac. And I think that's probably true, although the song doesn't. It just says, two old beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles. It just says pickles, but more than one. What John was thinking of is two patties on a Big Mac. I think two pickles is equally acceptable in that case. I think we have everything solved that I've given out, but I understand Amy is going to challenge me. Hi, Amy.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's good to hear.
I do maybe have a challenge.
Okay.
Five Z's in an A.
I missed the first number. Could you tell me that number?
Five, one, two, three, four, five Z's in an A.
Five Z's? In an
V's,
a,
as in victory.
Yeah. Oh, V's. Okay. Five V's and an A. Let me think for a little bit here. And by the way, if you know the answer, you can bail me out at 412-200-5975. Five? Oh, I know it. I know it. Should I give it?
You can, sure.
Let me see. Let me test it. Five V's plus sometimes one more. That would be five vowels in the alphabet. That took me a minute. Five vowels in the alphabet. That's a good one. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course. Thanks so much.
And thank you for calling. What if, let me give you one more. A, B, and the 40 T's. A, B, and the 40 T's. That one may be a little hard without thinking on it a little bit. It's a literary reference. A, B, and the 40 T's. If you don't get it, it just leaves it out for somebody else, which is good.
I'll be thinking on it.
Okay, Amy, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. 412-200-5975. Do you know what AB and the 40 cheese is? And how about 64 O's in a G? 64 O's in a G. 412-200-5975 here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Amy, thanks again for sharing with us. Kate, and I'm glad you enjoyed hearing 18 Wheels on a Big Rig. Johnny Grove City got Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. That's the one I gave to Amy moments ago. AB and the 40 T's. Well done. Anybody knows 64 O's in a G? 412-200-5975. Larry also knew Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. You say Alibaba, I say Alibaba. It could be either. That Boston-ish accent of mine comes and goes. Not because I spent much time there, but because my mom was born there. So out right now, we have 64 O's in a G. And let me add to that, 1760 Y's in an M. 1760 Y's in an M. And I have one more I would like to add, so this will give us three outs at the same time. 300 P's in a perfect G of B. 300 P's in a perfect G of B. Mrs. Edwards, good morning. She is in Monroeville and has Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. And Trish got the first one I gave out a moment ago. 64 ounces in a gallon. And that leaves us with 1760 Y's in an M and 300 P's in a perfect G of B. John and Grove City got both of those. 1760 Y's in an M and 300 P's in a G of B. Sarah and James got the second, along with an alternative answer. And, you know, I think we messed up the gallon. I think I left out an H, but it was solved anyway. Let me look at what I said. I said 64 O's in a G, and I think I should have said 64 O's in an HG, in a half gallon. So credit for those who solved it, despite my error, and credit for hearing that particular error. I left that out. I meant to say HG. And 300 P's in a PG of B is 300 points in a perfect game of bowling. Sarah and James point out that it also could be backgammon. 300 points in a perfect game of backgammon. Trish also knew that. And John in Grove City knew 1,760 yards in a mile.
Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one. It was more than I could do. And even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm going to stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun. Uh-huh. Boom, boom, boom. But I used to have to scrub your back and listen to your songs. I had to say, my dear, you're right, when I knew dang well you was wrong. I fried your eggs and I washed your clothes, sewed buttons on your shirts. That doggone being number one's more trouble than it's worth. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one. It was more than I could do. Yes, and even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm going to stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun. Uh-huh.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, I can't forget that fateful day you said these words to me. You said your stuff ain't up to snuff, and I'm bumping you to three. And moving up, Corleen and Rose, who are so kind to me. See how you like it, number one, now that you're number three. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one. It was more than I could do. Yes, and even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm going to stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun. Uh-huh.
Boom, boom, boom.
Sometimes a guy would catch my eye. He'd wink and smile at me. He'd say, don't be coy, just shuck that boy. Come stepping out with me. I'd say, I'm sorry, hon, that I'm number one, faithful as can be. But there are certain benefits to being number three. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one. It was more than I could do. Yes, and even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm going to stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun. Well, there was many a night I'd sit alone. I'd wonder and I'd stew. I'd wonder where that devil's at and doing what to who. But things have changed, you know they're not the same, and I'm happy as can be. Cause now when he is sneaking round, he's sneaking round with me. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Well, I used to be your number one, it was more than I could do. Yes, and even if you're number two, it's just a step to one. I'm going to stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun. Yes, I'm going to stay right here at number three, because I'm having lots more fun.
Bare Bones at the Saturday Light Brigade. Mike and Mars just sent me 86,400 S's in a D, and I have no idea. Maybe you do. 86,400 S's in a D, and I thought I saw one more. Nick in West Mifflin, 120 Y's in AFF, 120 Y's in AFF. If you know either of those, let me know. I'll get and please text me the answers, and I'll pass them along right after the song you're about to hear, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, WMCK.FM McKeesport, Tube City Online, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Almost couldn't get into this show. Understand them.